In this bulletin, the opposition to consider proposed hate speech reforms as Parliament returns early. Talks with Around Possible after US threats over deadly protests. And in tennis, Bernard Tomic takes a step towards his first Australian Open main draw berth in 5 years. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deirdre Kwan. The opposition says it will consider the federal government's proposed hate speech reforms, but is concerned about the inclusion of changes to gun ownership. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced Parliament will return on Monday to debate a bill aimed at combating anti-Semitism, hate speech and extremism in response to the Bondi terror attack. The laws would also set up the National Guns Buyback Scheme, which would limit the number of firearms a person could own and make Australian citizenship a condition of holding a gun licence. But Shadow Home Affairs Minister Jonathan Dunningham says including both aspects could have unintended consequences.
We reserve our right, of course, to make any amendments necessary to ensure that we do get the balance right. We want these laws to do what is promised, to end hate speech in this country and restore a degree of safety for those in our community that have been impacted so terribly over the last little while.
The lawyer for a man accused of assaulting an Islamic religious leader in Melbourne says her client has been unable to face court because he's withdrawing from drugs. 23-year-old Brendan Nichols and a 22-year-old man from Cranbourne East were charged over the alleged racial abuse of Imam Ismet Perdik and his wife on Saturday. Mr. Nichols' lawyer has told the court her client could not be brought up from the cells because he's at risk of self-harm and is withdrawing from drugs. He's been remanded in custody to return to court today, where he may apply for bail. United States President Donald Trump says Iran has proposed negotiations after his threat to strike Iran over its deadly crackdown on anti-government protesters. The US-based human rights activist news agency says at least 544 people have been killed in the demonstrations and more than 10,000 arrested. Media reports from the White House suggest President Trump and his national security team are considering a range of responses, including cyber attacks and direct strikes. Mr. Trump says his administration is in talks to set up a meeting with Iran, but warned he may have to act first if the death and arrest toll increases further.
If they do that, we will hit them at levels that they've never been hit before, and they won't even believe it. I have options that are so strong. So, I mean, if they did that, it'll be met with a very, very powerful force.
The International Court of Justice has begun hearings on a landmark case accusing Myanmar of committing genocide against its minority Muslim group, the Rohingya. The proceedings are expected to set precedents that could affect South Africa's case against Israel over the war in Gaza. It's the first genocide case the ICJ has heard on its merits in more than a decade. Myanmar's military rulers, who have denied claims of genocide, will present their arguments before the court over 5 days, beginning on Friday. Rohingya survivor and advocate Manera says he and other victims are in The Hague to demand justice.
I would like to mention that this time we don't just hope to get justice, we demand it, and we would like to ask the court to take the actions against the Myanmar dictators, the leaders of the Myanmar military who committed the genocide. They have to be accountable and they should be punished. So this time we want to see a real output from the court and actions.
And to sport, in tennis, Bernard Tomic has taken a step towards his first Australian Open main draw berth in 5 years. He won his match in the first round of qualifying for the Australian Open, defeating Bolivian Hugo Delian in straight sets. Olivia Gadecki is also a first round winner. The 23-year-old Queenslander has set up a clash with former world number 3 Sloane Stephens. Three other Australians won their matches, including Tina Smith, Lizette Cabrera and Dane Sweeney. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.